Jeremy Bradley here, back live in Yukon. And, you know, we're checking out everything that we can do on the land, in the water. And now we're about to head into the sky. And I'm joined with Daniel here. And we're going to talk about a plane tour that people can do when they're here. You know, if you're not a nature buff, this apparently is really going to get you into that. So, Daniel, what are we going to see? What are we going to do today?
Well, to start off, we will be taking off from this gravel strip and headed southwest along the, what they call the Desdiush River. And that goes into the first range of mountains in the Klonie Park. Now, the place is pretty huge, so it's about half of the country of Switzerland, or 22,000 square kilometers, and the infrastructure is next to nothing, so there's not really an option to drive in there. So that's why we'll be flying in there. So once we get into the Desdiush River, we usually go along the Kaskawalsh River, which is also from a glacier there. What we often see are doll sheep and mountain goats, and basically the perimeter of the park where most of the vegetation and the wildlife and most of life exists. Another 8-10 minutes beyond that, we get to the first glacier, the Kaskawalsh Glacier, and that is the beginning of both the ice field, where we follow that into the interior and see some of the bigger mountains.
Now today, I mean, there's some very low cloud, there's some blue sky. Does this make it any different when you're flying the plane? As I mean, like, the wind obviously is going to rock you around a little bit, but do you prefer it to be a clear day? Like, how does that work? I've never flown a plane before.
I actually prefer some clouds, because it gives you some shade and contrast, and it also gives you kind of gives you more dimensions to the whole flight itself. It also provides challenge to navigate through the areas where there may be some mountain obscuration or less visibility.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to head up, and we'll join you again in about 15-20 minutes, might be a little bit longer, and we're going to have our photo gallery. You can go to yukon.jbonair.com, and Daniel's going to take us up, and we will take this sightseeing tour of beautiful Yukon. We'll be back right after this.
Today's best music with Jeremy Bradley.